Terrorist supporters use leftist echo chamber Reddit to spread propaganda throughout internet. By Lucas Nolan on February 20, 2025. A sprawling online network with ties to U.S. designated terrorist organizations is systematically spreading propaganda and manipulating public perception across major social media, information, and AI platforms, a Pirate Wires investigation has found. Leftist echo chamber Reddit is the key to the group's manipulation strategy. In a major expose, Pirate Wires has uncovered an extensive pro-Palestinian network that uses Reddit to spread propaganda to Discord, X, TikTok, Instagram, Quora, and Wikipedia. This network, which has ties to U.S.-designated terrorist groups like Hamas, Hezbollah, and Palestinian Islamic Jihad, is engaged in a coordinated effort to manipulate public opinion and censor ideological opponents while evading platform moderation and legal consequences. At the heart of this network is a 270,000-member subreddit called r/Palestine, which functions as the central hub for the group's activities. The network consists of over 110 subreddits controlled by around 30 core moderators who leverage their positions to shape narratives, suppress content, and funnel users to increasingly extreme subreddits. Notably, the network has infiltrated and taken control of several popular non-political subreddits with millions of members, such as r/documentaries, 20 million members, r/therewasanattempt, 7.2 million, and r/publicfreakout, 4.7 million, allowing them to reach a vast unsuspecting audience. The network's influence extends beyond Reddit, as platforms like Google Search and ChatGPT consider Reddit as a preferred source of information and links. In other cases, key members of the group serve as connectors to activities on X, Discord, and Quora. Through practices like vote brigading, content manipulation, and astroturfing, the network creates an illusion of widespread support for its radical ideologies while sourcing content from propaganda aggregators linked to terrorist organizations. One such aggregator is Resistance News Network, RNN, which translates and distributes content from Telegram channels run by U.S.-designated foreign terror organizations. This allows the network to bypass restrictions on terror-related content and funnel propaganda from these groups onto mainstream platforms, potentially violating U.S. material support laws. Some aspects of the terror supporters' actions are similar to the wide-scale manipulation of Reddit by the Kamala Harris campaign, which was caught red-handed as it manipulated the platform. The Harris-Waltz campaign reportedly keeps a spreadsheet to track of its astroturfing efforts, which involves staffers spamming the politics subreddit, Reddit forums on a particular topic, and other subreddits, with pro-Harris propaganda, and then having volunteers who pretend to be random users who just so happen to stumble upon the content post favorable comments. The Federalist accessed the campaign's Discord server and found that every weekday morning paid Democrat staffer Gabrielle Lynn communicates a daily messaging guidance for Reddit, which usually consists of articles and data that the Harris-Waltz campaign wants to boost, and key messaging that campaign volunteers need to stick to. This information is assembled by official Harris-Waltz staffers and is added to a Google spreadsheet titled Reddit Organizing. From there, volunteers called lead posters, who are Reddit savvy, choose what they think will best resonate with users on the platform. Read more at Pirate Wires here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.